Reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the great feast of the Ascension, when God was taken up into heaven, body and spirit, and as we just heard, sits at the right hand of the Father. And I think it's tempting to see the Ascension of Jesus as the end of his earthly ministry, but I also think to look at it that way is kind of look at it backwards, because what we celebrate today is actually a beginning. As we heard in Mark's gospel, just before he ascended into heaven, Jesus told his followers very simply, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." He urged them to baptize, to teach, to carry on the work that he had begun. And I think that first word he uttered, that first little word, so direct and so easy to understand, "Go, go, the world is waiting. Act on what I have taught you," Jesus said. "Put it into practice." Now, the account of the Ascension in our first reading from Acts today offers another challenge to his disciples and as well to all of us here today. After the disciples watched Jesus disappear into the clouds, two men in white appeared. And they said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" In other words, I think they were really saying, "What are you waiting for?" The apostles were not supposed to spend their time staring there, standing up into the clouds, awaiting Christ's return. And neither are we, for there's work to do. There was and is a world waiting to be converted. The disciples left that mountain, went into the city, and shortly thereafter launched the greatest missionary undertaking in all of human history. 12 men began to change the world. I once heard a story about a new army recruit who was standing at attention on the drill field for the first time. The drill sergeant yelled, "Forward, march," and the entire rank began to move. All except this one new raw recruit. He was still standing there at attention. So the sergeant, of course, ran over to him and yells in his right ear, "Is this thing working?" "Sir, yes, sir," he answered. Then the sergeant ran around to the other ear, the same thing. "Is this thing working?" "Sir, yes, sir," the recruit said. And then the sergeant asked, "Well, then why didn't you march when I gave the order?" And the recruit answered, "Sir, I did not hear you call my name." I think many of us in our world today are like that soldier standing around waiting for God to call our name. But the Great Commission given by Jesus on the day of his ascension, it's a blanket order, and it has every one of our names on it. And you can be sure that the man in charge is saying to each of us, go, make disciples, teach. Make no mistake, it is your mission, just as it is my mission. And again, that little word, that simple and direct word, go. Go. Go and transform the world. Go. Pick up those who have fallen. Go. Heal those who are hurting. Go. Love those who have been forgotten. Or, as we often hear right here at the end of Mass, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. That's what that dismissal means. Go. Go to work. And of course, we know the disciples did just that. And so did countless others throughout the centuries. Many of those we know as saints today. But I also think we need to remember those everyday heroes, those people among us that have heard that word, those who visit and bring communion to the infirmed, those who minister to the poor through St. Vincent de Paul, soup kitchens, homeless shelters, those who walk with others who are grieving, all the while sharing that gospel message. And you know, shortly we will all leave church. We'll all go home, return to our normal lives. We have families to care for, problems to solve, meetings to attend. But we must always remember there is other, even more important work to be done. And that's that great commission Christ has given us and charged us to carry out. So how do we do that? How do we answer Christ's order to go? How will we make our ordinary lives extraordinary? Put simply, how do we raise our lives to God? You know, it's been over 2,000 years since Christ returned to his Father, and his disciples stood on that mountaintop, staring into the clouds. And yet so much of the world is still waiting to hear the good news, to hear Christ's message of hope, redemption, to hear about the resurrection, and to understand what that's all about and why it matters so very much. So many are still waiting just to really understand, to understand what it means to be a disciple, to understand how to love, how to serve one another. And how will we make that known to all those we meet today, tomorrow, or the days that follow? Well, today I think Jesus is shouting in our ears, do these things work? And then he's asking, what are you waiting for? Why are you still here? I think the message of this beautiful feast is very simple. Do not stay too long on the mountain. Do not spend all your time gazing at the heavens, at the stars, living in the past, or even dreaming about the future. Do not be like our young army recruit, waiting for that special invitation. For we already have our orders. Mother Teresa once said that I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. I think that's what God is asking us to do today. He's asking us to look what lies before us, but get ready, to be ready, and go. Go create many ripples in the world. God's kingdom on earth needs to be built, and every one of us is charged and qualified to be a builder. Today we are ordered to go and march forth as Christ tells us, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem until the ends of the earth. My friends, being AWOL is not an option for Christians. We must go. And we can make those little ripples in so many ways, common ways. A smile, a greeting, just a little God bless you, or may you have a blessed day. How many people do we meet each and every day when we have an opportunity just to offer a few of those words, a few of those powerful words that can bring a soul to Christ? Yes, the ascension is just the beginning. And Christ is now looking down from his heavenly throne, offering all of us the grace needed to build that kingdom. For we are still never alone. For he promised to be with us always until the end of time. But how we respond is totally up to us. Before I end this morning, I want to wish all of our mothers the most happy Mother's Day. On this day, we celebrate the unconditional love of mothers and the love that children have for their mothers. For it's through our mother's love that we all first experienced the same type of love that God has for us. So today we acknowledge the tremendous impact mothers have on their children, whether still with us on earth or gone to their eternal reward. We honor them. We continue to love them all. We think of all the ripples our mothers have put into our lives. And as we honor and pray for our earthly mothers today, let us also be reminded of Mary, our heavenly mother. Especially during the month of May, the church proclaims the great nobility of the mother of Jesus and presents her as the supreme model for all mothers. Let us pray for her intercession and motherly care for all of us. Because our mothers too, our mother in heaven, is asking us to go. She holds our hand, working with her son to give us the strength and the wisdom to simply love, to spread that word.